the devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day on this Friday Eve show. Give us a call. Let us know your thoughts. Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth, 844-967-2789.
844-967-2789. I think you said that, but I wasn't really listening. I was, you know, I was captivated by the, that's Van Hagar, right?
Yes, that is, yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, some of the most rocking were Van Hagar, but I always saw you as more of a Gary Cherone guy.
More than words, baby.
I see your girl, Marjorie Taylor Greene's testifying tomorrow.
Oh, man, is this going to be live? Are we going to be able to watch this live?
Will we be? I don't know, but I am hopeful to be able to bring you testimony. There will be cameras in the courtroom, my understanding. And she's mad as hell about having to testify. The case brought against her is effectively trying to block her from the ballot in Georgia. And my understanding is the judges said, well, we're going forward. We're taking testimony from the accused, right? You want to get on the ballot? Go defend your actions as an insurrectionist under oath. So I can't wait. This could be better than anything we've seen leaked out of the G6
committee. Yes, and it's about time. And this maybe this is the start of something. We'll see what happens. From the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, quote, "This hearing is about more than just Marjorie Taylor Greene," said a media advisory from the group behind the challenge, Free Speech for People. "This is about ensuring that any elected official who takes an oath to defend our Constitution and then engages in insurrection is barred from holding public office again as mandated by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, the Insurrectionist Disqualification Clause. Green and her insurrectionist allies pose a dangerous threat to the future of our democracy that will only grow without accountability."
Like a cancer on the body? Like the entire Trump
and I'm down. I can't wait to see. I cannot wait to see how she comports herself when she's, you know, as a hostile witness to the attorneys for the Free Speech for People. But I do have one little issue. She hasn't been convicted of anything. You know what I mean? And if you're going to, it may seem to me and perhaps to others that, yes, she is certainly engaged in insurrection. I mean, unless you were convicted of that specific crime, I'm a little concerned that, what, the next time some, you know, Democrats or Republicans are in charge, are going to, you know, bring this kind of thing up to other people without an arrest, a conviction. It's a little scary for me.
Well, she did have a few confessional sort of tweets.
Oh, she certainly
did. You see how Donald Trump reacted to the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene must give sworn testimony tomorrow?
Oh, yes. He's very concerned for her.
"The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, and the secretary of state, Brad Raffensperger, perhaps in collusion with the radical left Democrats," they're both Republicans, right?
Yeah.
"Have allowed a horrible thing to happen to a very popular Republican." She's not even popular in her own caucus.
And it's only up to the judge.
"Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is going through hell in an attempt to unseat her, just more of an election mess in Georgia." Trump then went through his usual litany of false claims about supposed voter fraud costing him Georgia in the 2020 election. And he finished off by subtly threatening to sabotage Kemp's re-election chances. "Remember," all caps, "Brian Kemp will never be able to win the general election against Stacey the hoax Abrams because a large number of Republicans will not vote for him," Trump wrote. Of course, he supports Kemp's opponent, Perdue, the former senator. And he doesn't like Kemp because Kemp didn't help him find the 11,780 votes he needed so desperately.
Very transactional. I mean, I don't think Donald Trump is a very deep guy. You can probably understand where he's going just by looking at his checkbook.
I see a familiar name waiting in queue. It's our pal Gordy Kopke from Kopke's Greenhouses. Gordy, man, the weather is beautiful. You brought the sun. Are you opening up the greenhouses soon?
Hey, Gordy.
Yeah, we're having our grand opening this weekend, and today I spent this gorgeous day in Stoughton where we set up our little growers outlet store, and basking in the sun listening to you boys. And earlier you were talking about how McCarthy and Mitch McConnell did the 180.
Yeah.
And let us not forget that when Trump met with his mentor in Helsinki, and there was no translators in there, no transcript what was going on. I'm pretty sure some of the stuff that went down was not only did they have the 30,000 Hillary emails from the Democratic Party, but they had tons of Republican emails. And I'm sure that not only was the PP tape brought up, but all those Republican emails were brought up. And when McCarthy went down to meet with the Donald, he was well aware, made well aware of what the Russians had the dirt on them, and thus the 180.
Well, Gordy, I can't tell you that I know precisely what was communicated between Putin and Donald Trump, but I can tell you a hand job in Helsinki, that's sort of the international language. I think we all understand what happened there.
Was he giving or giving?
Well, I think Trump was giving, and I think yes. McCarthy was giving a reciprocal one down at Mar-a-Lago. That's my impression.
He didn't know there'd be cameras, though, Gordy.
If you want to stay on the good side of the boss and all that kind of stuff, Gordy.
But great.
Buddy, can't wait to come see you at the greenhouse. You're going to be at the farmer's market this weekend as well, right, buddy?
Yes. It'll be my, let's see, what is 1981 and 2020, my 41st year.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
And yeah. You are bringing lovely weather. I understand it's going to be something like 80 degrees on Saturday mornings. So you're bringing some flowers. You got some mums for mom, or what are you bringing out to the farmer's market?
We're going to bring just a little of this, some herbs and some just a taste to see how the buying crowd is receptive. It's still pretty early. They're talking, you know, highs in the 40s next Tuesday and Wednesday. So,
well, I just saw you on 420. I didn't know you were into herbs like that, Gordy. We could have had a whole different conversation.
Oh, good.
Any other political thoughts, fella?
No. I'll check in with you again sometime soon.
Sounds great,
all right,
Gordy.
Man. Thank you, Gordy. I can't wait for Wisconsin, or at least maybe the Feds, to legalize it, because I'm not sure the Republicans ever will, because Gordy's got a green thumb, man. I'm sure he could set up shop. All right, so before we go, we talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's going to have to testify tomorrow under oath. That's going to be fantastic. Can't wait to talk about that. Also, Don Jr., has agreed to testify with the J6 committee.
I plead the fifth.
Apparently going to happen in the next few days. We also talked about Michael Cohen saying, if you don't indict, don't ask me
They're
for another
indicting
more
in
testimony.
The Manhattan DA's office.
And also Alex Jones, Crudy's buddy from InfoWars. Well, he reached out to the Department of Justice. He wants to talk. He's got something to say. Can't wait to see how that all unfolds.
He's going to need absolute immunity.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fancy Brian. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Dominic. Thank you all for listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Sarah Godlewski on Monday. Al Franken on Wednesday next week. But don't forget, grievances on Friday. Keep it locked. We'll do it again tomorrow for your listening pleasure.
I don't believe in evolution. I believe in God.
I don't believe in Beatles. I just believe in me.
I know what I saw.
It's over. Look at her over there.
You're still here?
You think he's gone? He's not gone! That's the whole point! He's never gone!
Because we're very high.
You see?